Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to talk to you about a fundamental, something that is so simple, and yet people make so complex. It is referred to in the world of psychology as the Zorro Circle. Basically, what this means is how you can actually limit your focus to a small, manageable goal. That once you master this small circle, you will expand your power, your influence, and your success. Now, how does the Zorro Circle really apply and work in our profession called the home-based business industry? Well, let me back up a second, and you may or may not be familiar with who Zorro is. So Zorro is a masked hero, if you will, a fictional guy in the United States, in the southwestern part of the United States, back in cowboy and Indian days. Yeah, and it became a movie and best-selling book and TV series and all that kind of stuff. But basically, Zorro was this amazing hero that just roamed the Southwest protecting people from evil villains and bad guys. And what the story of Zorro, is and what it portrays is this super-duper person who could do no wrong. Well, the reality of it is according to legend anyways, Zorro was not always this superhero who could overpower 10 men and, with a slash of his sword in a Z, just take over any, compelling or any situation where there was danger involved. And, with a twinkle in his eye, he would always capture the ladies. Well, the movie, if you've ever watched the movie, it's called The Mask of Zorro, tells the true story of a young man named Alejandro, who was somewhat gregarious. He was all over the place in terms of having fun. He had some skills, but ended up becoming a drunk. And as the story goes, it wasn't until he met his master, Don Diego, that actually took Alejandro, a broken man who was down on his luck, and taught him some basic skills. And what he said Don Diego was teaching Alejandro to become a better sword fighter, is what Don Diego did is draw a small circle in the sand with his sword and basically said, your job is just to learn how to fight only within this circle. This circle is going to be your whole world. It's your whole life. And I don't want you to do anything unless I tell you what to do. Now, how does this Zorro Circle and where Alejandro is in his life really relate to your business? Well, I don't know about you, but you or probably some of the people on your team maybe are struggling in your business. And what I believe you need to do and teach your team to do is master some basic fundamentals. It's the circle and the sand. And what are those? I call it 8 points a day. In fact, I have a team for my group, and we call it Team A Today. So what we do is we teach our people to do things like read the corporate email when the corporate email comes out. You get 1 point for that. You get 1 point for talking about your product or your business to a new prospect. If you get somebody on a conference call, you get a point. If you do some personal development, 10 pages a day is what we really encourage. So, and the whole goal of everything I'm telling this small circle is 8 points a day. You get 2 points if you follow up with a prospect. You get 3 points if you attend a line event. If you do a new rep training, you get 3 points for that. If you host your own meeting, you get 4 points for that. Now, the way the story goes with Zorro is that once Alejandro could control that small circle, Don Diego would allow him to slowly attempt greater and greater feats, which took him one day, you know, swinging from ropes and chandeliers and fighting 5 or 10 people at once. And that eventually allowed Alejandro to really command, number one, his emotions, and number two, his activity. Did you get what I just said? His emotions and his activity. And that's what I think most of us don't really do. I read a quote this morning when I was doing my my reading, and I read every morning for at least an hour working on myself, my own personal development. I read a quote this morning that said, "Knowledge without action is a waste." Now, you probably know people or have people on your team who know how to do the business, know all the ingredients in the product, know everything about the comp plan, but they don't get into the game. And what I want you to understand is that when you get into the game, when you take action on what you know, and some people try, you know, to wait till everything is perfect before they take action, I'll say, stop that. That really doesn't work anywhere. You know, one of the things that we have to do is we have to get in the game. Okay, we need to start talking to prospect. And that's why keeping track of these points every day, you can create any kind of point system you want. That's just my identity and what I want my people to be focused on in my group is activity. Activity that takes them closer towards their goals, which is building a successful business. So I want you to think about your Zorro circle of success for your business. What are you teaching? What are the fundamentals that you want everybody to do on your team? What are they? Do you have those written down? Do you talk about those? Do people know what the expectations are? Interesting. Do you articulate what the expectations are for somebody who joins your team? And somebody says, well, you know, I'm very part-time. Well, that's okay. The part-timers are going to do the, you know, thing part-time or sometime. But the people who want to develop a serious income, you need to tell them what's expected. You need to understand that one of the biggest drivers for success is the belief that what you're doing matters and that activity will take you towards your desired outcome. And if you keep doing it consistently over a long period of time, you will reach your goal. You see, people who focus on doing the basic activities day in and day out, not worrying about the outcome of the prospect, in other words, whether the prospect is going to join your business or use your product, they just expose. Because you think about it, the only thing that we can control in our business is the number of people we talk to. We can't control if somebody's going to be interested or not, or we can't control if they're going to show up to a meeting or a three-way call or not. But the one thing we can control is what we do and what we say. Does that make sense? You know, there's two types of people. People who take responsibility and people who blame others for the lack of results in their business. You know, I was talking with somebody just this morning, and she said she hadn't really been working that much in her business. And as a result, you know, she's not happy. And I said, well, there's probably a lesson or two that you could learn from your philosophy and your thinking and your actions. And it does matter. You know, what you think about tends to come into reality. So if you're not thinking about growing your business and exposing your products, you're probably not going to do it in a big, big way. Here's what we do know from a science and a research standpoint. And researchers have actually shown that people who believe that they actually have the power, and that power lies in their Zorro circle, if you will, that they actually have higher levels of achievement and career satisfaction and basically are much, much happier. So you're in control of your business. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm just not making any money. I'm not happy with my money, or I'm not happy with my check. And I'm saying, well, here's the reality of that, is that your check, this is true for you, it's true for me, your check is a reflection of your contribution to the marketplace. And if your check, your income check I'm talking about, is peanuts, not very much, that says that your contribution in terms of marketing your products and services and businesses, not very much. I say that you know, I'm being direct, I'm being bold, but I want you to get that. You know, you have nobody to blame but yourself for your lack of success, or maybe it's your lack of activity. But I want you to understand that the first thing that you can and should do to regain control of your circle, if you will, is create that awareness. And once you have that awareness, then identify the things that you can do every day that can take you closer towards accomplishing your goal. In our profession, it's attracting business partners and moving product. Everything rises and falls on product movement. If you are not having product movement or service movement, your income is not going to go very far at all. You need to understand that. You need to understand that. One of the things that is fundamental to what you do is product movement. One of the things that's fundamental to what you do, your circle, if you will, is recruiting. If you stop recruiting, chances are people will see that because you're not talking about it. And what's going to happen is they're going to stop recruiting. So what you have to do is you have to refocus on what is your circle and do the circle. And then expand your circle and teach people on your team how to expand your circle. Does that make sense? You know, everything that we really, really are talking about here is easy to do. It's what I want you to create is I want you to create a habit of small successes. I want you to create a habit of teaching your people how to have small successes. I want you to help your team create a habit of getting 8 points a day, you know, talking to 2 new prospects a day about your product or your business, doing your follow-ups every day, doing your 3-way calls every day, attending live events, attending your team calls. It's those basics, those fundamentals, that small circle. If everybody on your team did that small circle every day, and if everybody on your team taught everybody they brought on their team to do that small circle, let me tell you, your business would begin to thrive. You see, this business is not a hard business. People make it hard, and sometimes people try to learn all the online marketing stuff, and they buy thousands of dollars worth of products and courses and get on conference calls, but they never really get into action. You know, I know this. I've done this. I've done it, and what I've realized is that there's a lot of hype out there. There's some new marketing tactics that come around with technology. There's no question about that. But it still comes down to the Zorro circle. It's doing those fundamentals of, you know, working on your own personal growth, your leadership development, the words that you use, the questions that you ask, making sure that you're in the game every day talking to prospects, making sure that you're following up with people. You know, so many people, you know, do a great job of prospecting, but they never follow up and they drop and waste all that time and all that effort. You ever done that? I know I have. Now, I'm just being real transparent here to say that, you know, if you're not gonna prospect and follow up, don't even prospect. Don't even waste your time. Don't buy the materials because you're kidding yourself. But if you are serious about creating a quality of life for yourself and you want to help your team members do the same thing, teach them about the Zorro circles. Teach them about those fundamentals you want them to do every day. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been insightful for you. Remember, Zorro, the guy with the Z, the mask of Zorro. Check it out on Google or YouTube. I'm sure you can see it, learn about it. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O-V-I-C-K, or on my blog, terrypetrovic.com. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.